Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to another edition of Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. This last week, I received a very interesting question, and this was, how do I decide which passion to focus on if I'm going after a business? Do I make that business encompass everything, or should I just focus on one thing? And I know that a lot of us are passionate about many things in life. We are not one-dimensional, so it's really difficult in life to say that if you do one business, that is somehow magically going to cover absolutely everything you're passionate in life about. But we do know that you're going to be more successful in whatever you build, the more narrow the topic it is, the more focused you can make it. So my first reaction to this is going to be, you really need to choose one of your passions. And sometimes you can incorporate your other passions in that business venture. It's just not going to be expressed to the world where they're going to see. You may not teach on every topic in the world, but in some ways you can incorporate it. I like to liken it to my own business, where I've actually just started it out, and I have passions for spirituality. I have passions for artwork. I have passions for creating YouTube videos. I have passions for staying healthy and being fit, and I have passions for reading. Well, if I went off on all these different areas, people get really confused. And it has been confusing enough when I went from really just focusing on the spiritual aspect of life to then now focusing more on life coaching and that sort of thing. And I'll tell you this, is that as I began to really focus and narrow my topic, the easier it has been for me. And so I can't imagine at this stage in what I'm building that I could possibly want to even consider branching out into new topics when I can barely keep up with the current topic of life coaching and helping people succeed in business. That's my focus. And, it took me a while to get there, guys. Sometimes, it's really easy to think that you've got to sit down, make your business plan, decide today, this is what I'm going to do. But you know what I did, guys? I tried things out. I put blog posts out. I put videos out. I put all these different variety of things out. And then I would test the reaction to them. Was it positive? Was it negative? Did people like it? Did they not like it? Did I get any responses? Did it help anybody? If the answer was no, the chances are that's not the right direction to go to. A lot of times we try to make these decisions in our mind and logically speaking, when really it's not about what we think in our head. Sometimes when we get stuck in our brain like that of, I don't know what passion to go after. Sometimes you just got to test it. You got to test the market. You got to see what people want from you. And your gifts will make a way for you. So if you're operating in your right gifts, your right passions, doors will open. And the more focus you get, the better. Now, I will say is that you can use your gifts in other ways. You can use your gifts if you volunteer someplace. You know, one of the things that I do, I'm an artist. I choose not to sell my art per se. I have tried that a little bit in the past, didn't go so well. And I've donated a lot of my art. I've done a lot of murals for public schools and that sort of thing. That's my way of giving. And so, I'm still using my artwork. I'm creating art that I don't necessarily sell, but that is great artwork for the purpose it serves and for the people it serves. And you can always find a way to use one of your gifts to serve people and to make this world a better place. So find ways to express your gifts in other areas. So just because my business might be focused on entrepreneurship, on life coaching, and that sort of thing, doesn't mean that I can't do all these other things and utilize my other skills in different ways. And I also want to say is that I heard a saying once that says, your income follows your personal growth. And I want to add something to that. I want to say that your income follows your personal growth when it comes to working and dealing with people and understanding people. The more you can invest in yourself to understand people, the more successful you're going to be and the way that you need to adapt yourself to best work with them. You know, I today went and saw the movie Jason Bourne. It's my favorite movie series. If you want to know something about me, Jason Bourne series, my favorite of all time of pretty much every movie. And I'll tell you is that when it comes to somebody like a character like Jason Bourne or James Bond, if you know me, you know I like all these spy movies, action movies. And the thing about them is that they're extremely intelligent, they're confident, they can outwit anyone, they can't be boxed in, they take on multiple occupations, none that define them. They can one day, you know, be the vendor on the street, and then the next moment, they're, you know, sitting next to the president, or whatever it may be. And the thing about it is that what makes these characters really successful, even though they're larger than life and reality, is that they understand how people think and they can actually pre-think what people are going to do and how scenarios are going to play out. They reverse engineer absolutely everything. And so it allows them to be confident and utilize their intelligence to outwit anyone and not to be boxed in. So with that, I'd like to take a lesson from my favorite movie. And that is that you can somewhat liken your business and yourself as being Jason Bourne. And you're going to really think about how people are going to react to everything that you put out. You can reverse engineer how people are going to respond to your content and what you really want to produce in your life. And in the future, if you want to take on other identities, that's fine. Those things won't define you. Because here's the thing is, you are not what you do. What you do is an expression of who you are. So if you know me in one dimension, it doesn't mean that I don't have other dimensions to me. It just means that you and I are acquainted in one dimension. So don't feel afraid that you can't show these other parts of you, but when you offer your product or service, you want to remain focused. I really encourage you to focus on two things. One, what should your main passion be? And try things out, try content out, test the market, see how people respond to your content. Ask people about your content if they like it. Don't just ask your best friends. Ask people you know that are going to give you good feedback. And what you really want to do is become really aware and really educate yourself on interacting with people. Read some of those books on how to win friends and influence people and some of the other types of books out there that allow you to understand how people are wired. Understand the different blocks that people are dealing with in life so that you can work with them to the best of their ability and your ability. Understanding people is a very powerful thing, and I truly believe that it is at the core of success. So I hope that this podcast helped you today. I'm so excited. In about 2 weeks, I'll start to roll out all of my new YouTube videos. So if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I hope that you do. It's youtube.com, Amy Montgomery Online. And I'm excited about those new videos. And thank you for listening to my podcast. I love you guys. Thank you for sticking in there with me. And we'll see you in the next podcast.